here's a story from The World.
A small town in Austria, Ischgl, became world famous in March as the likely source of many coronavirus infections that later spread in Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Germany. Typically, each winter, Ischgl attracts thousands of people who come to ski and to party at the town's Apres ski bars. A virologist at a nearby university, Dorothy von La, thought the infection rate among residents in the town might be high. Just how high turned out to be the first of several surprises.
So in the first week of April, 19% of the people in Ischgl were carrying the virus in their throat swabs. So they were infected at that time point, and that's a lot.
So you were alerted to that 19%. That's a pretty stunning number. That's what led to the testing. And then with the testing, 42% of the people tested had antibodies.
That's absolutely correct.
How accurate is this test? Like, what does it tell you when a result comes back positive?
The antibody tests have a problem because in a certain percentage, they are false positive. So not very accurate to just use one test. What we in the end did, we used four tests and also the gold standard test called neutralizing antibody tests. So these 42% antibody positive people we found at the end of April was a very accurate value and very much controlled.
Why do you think the virus spread so widely in Ischgl?
This is a typical example of super spreading. So most of the people got directly or indirectly infected through the so-called après-ski bars, where they dance and drink after skiing or even without skiing all night in the ski resort. And here the room is closed and people shout and there's a lot of aerosol in the air where virus can be transmitted. And in this case, we really had this one bar which was very much affected. There was what we call a super spreading event. And within a few days, in the end, several 10,000s of people became infected. If you look at those that were traced, they kicked off a whole cluster of infections that moved throughout the world. And the virus that originated in Ischgl can now be found in large parts of the U.S. and the rest of the world.
Yeah, the point you just made, Dorothy von La, is pretty important. Your study showed that more than 42% of the people in Ischgl had COVID-19 antibodies, but only a few of them knew they had been infected. What was the reaction? What did people say in Ischgl when they found out?
Well, those that were positive, of course, were pretty happy because they said, I have it over with. And then, of course, we discussed a lot what that could mean for the tourism. And with 42%, you can build touristic service with mainly people that are resistant to the infection and will not spread the virus. So they are now planning for the next season to put the people that are in contact with the tourists to preferentially put the seropositive in these positions and keep those that are non-immune in the back offices or in the kitchens or wherever where they don't have direct tourist contact.
What is the situation today with COVID-19 in Ischgl?
The virus was very much controlled already at the end of April, and since then there has not been a new case in Ischgl, and we think this is attributed to the partial resistance of the population by being immune and partially by the lack of super spreading conditions because all these bars, etc., have been closed since then and are not planned to be reopened very soon.
Dorothée von La, professor of virology at Innsbruck Medical University, thank you very much for telling us about your study.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
From PRX.